Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
This special Eye on the Illini post-game podcast here. Larry Smith, Sturdy, Kedrick Prinstrick, recruiting for IlliniGuys.com. As we talk about this game that just finished moments ago at Memorial Stadium, 30-13, the Illini come up short against 7th-ranked Penn State. Fellas, listen, this was another frustrating moment for Illinois, but look, 5 turnovers, the story of the game, no takeaways. I know that you agree. Did a great job early on, but at some point, Penn State was going to break through, and they finally did.
There's no question that the defense held up early, but you can't turn the ball over 5 times and not move the ball in offense and consistently make those kinds of mistakes and expect to win the game. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, this was a disappointing game. I felt like Illinois was really, the defense was in it and the offense just had a bad day. I'm not certain. It seemed like there was no chance.
So, not at all, to be honest with you.
No, not at all, to be honest with you, Larry. The story of the game is, like you said, it's the turnovers. 4 picks by Luke Altmyer. And then a fumble, and then Penn State didn't turn the ball over once. Illinois had a chance. I mean, they were in the game, like you mentioned. You knew at some point that they were going to break through. You can't put a team like that and give a team like that good field position and think that they're not going to score. So, I mean, it's a tough loss because you've seen strides, especially compared to what happened in Kansas last week. But, they're not good enough to overcome that many mistakes on offense when you turn it over that many times.
We talked about it in terms of Illinois digging themselves a hole. And the Illinois offense did that, not in terms of not moving the ball, but, again, just the turnovers. 16-7, Penn State up at halftime. But 13 of those points coming off turnovers. So the defense did a great job of actually stopping 2 of those drives and forcing a field goal. They give up the field goal right before halftime. But this is one that you could see some – I don't want to get your thoughts on it. I saw a different scheme. I saw a much more active front. The very nice young quarterback, Drew Aller, to make some decisions and kind of use his feet to kind of create some space a little bit. But I thought the defense in the first half was just outstanding. The thing was, they didn't, once again, did not have enough support from the offense. And then while we've seen in the second half and the first games, the defense pick up in the second half, that didn't happen this time. Penn State seemed to be made the adjustments they needed. Of course, more turnovers. And so I think while we give some higher marks to the defense, still more question marks coming out in regards to the Illinois offense.
Yeah, I agree. Here's my thing. My takeaway is going to be maybe a little odd here because I will say this. I'm actually encouraged by this because I look at it and Illinois just took the number 7 team and they basically played them, in the trenches, toe-to-toe. I thought they matched up well. The problem they had was, the mistakes. And so if you make a little – they made a couple bonehead decisions that cost them. They had a fumble that they put on the ground. They missed a field goal. Penn State made field goals. It's little things. And you can't beat the number 7 team in the country when you do that. So, but I'm actually encouraged because if they play like this, they're going to be fine in the Big Ten West. They're just not going to win against the number 7 team in the country when you play like this.
Yeah, and my biggest concern now is Luke Altmyer had a rough game. No doubt, but everybody has rough games. My concern is if he gets hurt, the drop off at quarterback is much wider than I ever thought. So that offensive line needs to own that and protect him as best they can, because he is invaluable.
Mike, you know, you stole my thunder, because if you go back to the Kansas game, he took a big hit, and you and I and Brad were sitting in the press box along with Matt and saw Luke limping a little bit, you know. And for the fans out there who are going to say they want to see John Paddock replace Luke Allmeyer, keep in mind that was the second and third string defense that he was going against. Luke Allmeyer played great the first two games. He had a bad game, you know, and we're sitting here in the press box, and you could see the frustration, you know, on his face and how upset and how mad he was. You know, to Brad's point, you're right. You just took the 17 in the country, you know, and without the little mistakes that they made, this would have been a different outcome. So there's some encouragement. I know fans don't want to hear that after a loss, but I see some positives out of it.
Luke Allmeyer's numbers in the 15 of 28, 163, no touchdown passes. And again, unfortunately, the four interceptions. John Paddock, the fifth year senior coming in from Ball State, the walk on coming in and getting the touchdown pass late. Let's talk about a couple of the positives in this. Elzy, the true freshman receiver, with a spectacular catch there in the fourth quarter for that touchdown, his first as an Illini. We also got a chance to see Caden Figgin, also the true freshman from Arthur, Illinois, come in and make a couple of some of your positives in the reasons. Brad, you mentioned overall you see it as a positive. How about some individual performances?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we got to see both Elzy and Fagan look good out there. I thought you got to see Aiden Loffrey. You got to see Hank Beatty get the ball in space. And they all look like they're going to be good. And I think they're a little more – and they're not – they don't have the experience of the older guys, obviously. But they may have more like individual talent than the older guys. So as they gain experience and get another year of coaching, kind of makes you feel better about the future. But I also wonder, they're going to need to get those guys on the field. I think it's time to get those guys more PT and find a way to use them with the starting unit.
Yeah, I thought it was particularly encouraging to see Beatty do well. Elzy had a back-to-back-to-back that led to a touchdown. And now if guys like Elzy want to play better, they have to have that consistent effort from down to down that we didn't see until the very end of the game. That has to be how they play from now on.
Malik Elzy, to me, is a big 6'2" physical receiver. And I'm sitting here watching him in press box. I was wondering if he had the talent and the speed enough to get separation. He did. I know he has to work to get on the field, but that's a big target. It gives you another guy other than Casey Washington, because I give Penn State credit. I knew that Luke Allmeyer was going to throw the ball to Casey Washington. I believe two of his picks were targeted to Casey Washington. If you could get a guy like Malik Elzy and to fight for the ball and go get it, it gives you another weapon on offense. The other guy I like to give props to is Reggie Love. He had 55 yards on 12 attempts, and I would like to have seen him get the ball more. But when you're behind, it was kind of hard to run the ball. But I thought he looked really good in the running back position.
One other person, too, Clayton Bush, the veteran safety transfer, 9 tackles to lead Illini in this one as they fall 30-13 to 7th-ranked Penn State. Then the Lions go to 3-0 on the season. Illinois drops to 1-2, and they're back next week at Memorial Stadium at home against Florida Atlantic before getting into October. Much more to come here on IlliniGuys.com. Be sure to check in throughout the evening and the weekend for more postgame coverage. We'll have Brett Bielema's press conference a bit later after that's done, and we'll have film reviews later on Sunday and Monday from Matt Stevens and Steve Sturm. IlliniGuys.com, once again, is your place for all Illini sports. For Mike Cagley, for Brad Sturdy, for Kedrick Prince, I'm Larry Smith. Once again, 30-13, the final score from Champaign. The Illini falling to Penn State. Much more to come on IlliniGuys.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel.
Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.